Trump hate crime hoaxer Jussie Smollett mocked and returned to limelight after Harlem Pride show. Did he sing his number one hit, "This Is MAGA Country," by Warner Todd Houston on June 28, 2026? Hate crime hoaxer and one-time Fox TV star Jussie Smollett made a brief return to the spotlight when he took to the stage for a dance and song number at a Pride Month performance on Harlem, New York, on Saturday. Smollett took the stage for the first time in years after Harlem Pride kicked off its event on June 27, hosted by Hope Giselle and featuring sounds by DJ Adair. "I'm so excited to perform back home for Harlem Pride. It's been 8 years since I last gave a full show. So, to be here with these incredible artists and activists means the world to me. We have 30 minutes to make folks forget their worries while recognizing that now is the time. More than ever before, to be bolder, braver and unapologetically proud," Smollett said in a statement ahead of the event. Former Empire actor and hate crime hoaxer Jussie Smollett returns to the public eye as he performs for LGBTQIA+ Harlem Pride. pic.twitter.com/1eao9nwwfk. Oli London, at Oli London, June 28, 2026. The actor and singer was roasted online for his performance. Did he sing his number one hit, "This Is MAGA Country"? Gorilla Brain, at Gorilla Brain, June 28, 2026. pic.twitter.com/4swqpxl62n. Harry Balls, at Balls Harry 63814, June 28, 2026. Sad part is he has the chops. He's just a liar and tried to blame it on a group of people who love America. Ma, at Maxine Deity 444, June 28, 2026. He belongs in jail. Should have been given the same sentence as a person who had actually committed a hate crime. Divisive pause. Elaine, at ElaineNH, June 28, 2026. pic.twitter.com/fxxf. Gmko 57, at DBAC, June 28, 2026. What a bad look for the gay community for hiring a guy who faked homophobia and racism. Clearly the gay community doesn't care about that as long as they get some entertainment. Pitiful. Antman123. At Antman123112122, June 28, 2026. Smollett is now most famous for claiming he was attacked by MAGA supporters in the dead of night during a freezing night in downtown Chicago, a place not known for an abundance of Trump fans. He was eventually convicted of lying about the attack and evidence showed he arranged the incident with two friends. The two men later testified that Smollett gave them money and orchestrated the attack so that he could use it for personal publicity. He was sentenced to 150 days in county jail for filing a false police report and other minor crimes. However, years later the Democrat-controlled Illinois Supreme Court overturned his conviction. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.